And that's Stacey trying to work the music.
Oh my god.
And then Stacey forgetting that the music is on. Continuing to write. And
never mind.
There we go.
Alright, so we have a guest with us tonight.
Yay!
Thank you.
Hi. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Becca.
Don't sound so scared.
We're not scared.
Like, Hi, I'm Becca.
It's weird introducing yourself.
That's true. That is true.
So Becca is good friend of Leah's.
Leah's. Good friends of Leah's.
She said, I'm a good friend of Leah's.
Becca is a good friend. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we all have the mints in our mouths.
That's a good call.
Yeah. Did you finish yours already?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Wow. Unnecessary.
I'll take another one.
Thank you. All right, anyway.
Should we reintroduce ourselves? Because people still not clear about that.
Yeah, no.
All right, so I'm Leah. Becca is my friend.
I'm Maury. No one's my friend.
I'm Stacy, and everybody's my friend.
I thought you were going to say, I'm Stacy, and I have no friends.
No, I went the
opposite direction.
Yes, exactly. The popular kid route.
Except you're not.
Oh! Yeah, I was never one of the cool kids in high school. You know, as if I hadn't figured that out.
I was. Everyone loved me.
Everyone loved me, too. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I had so many friends, especially in grade 9, when I was in my band. I had, like, Jordy Cass and all his friends thought I was so cool.
Yeah.
Anyway. Alright. So... So Becca's here because
we're going to camp on Sunday.
Yay!
Becca's my camp friend.
Would you like to talk about yourself a little bit?
It was Becca and she enjoys long walks on the beach.
Yes, Leah. That's all there is.
So
me.
Becca, what do you do?
I'm working on becoming a teacher.
Woo!
High five.
What kind of teacher?
Special ed.
My mom's a special ed teacher.
That's cool. My sister's mom is a special ed teacher.
Cool.
So there's a cool bean.
Yeah. My mom teaches kids who are in Section 20. They were taken away by Children's Aid. So pretty intense job.
Yeah.
Fun stories.
Do you have any fun stories? Particularly?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. You're working on it, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
All right, cool. So, how excited are you about camp?
So excited.
It's on a Sunday. Oh, my God.
I am really excited. I know you are, too.
I am.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Yay.
But I know, like, after staff week and the kids come, I'm just going to be like, want to go home now.
Yeah. Just like last summer.
Like, really? Staff week is the reason why I go to camp.
Yeah.
That's hard. And Stacy and I are going to go up when they have a day off to visit.
Yep, and it's going to be awesome.
We're going to have a triple shack day off.
Yay, triple shack day off.
Because there's this guy named Avi Shack. Avi, if you're listening, you're so cool.
I can't wait
to see you. Shout out to Avi. And
he listens?
He might. If I send him the link, he probably will.
He will.
Yeah,
if I'm we'll
like,
tell him
if
to.
If I'm like, Avi, we mention you on our podcast, he's you're like, wow, I'm so cool, I'm on a podcast, I must listen. And he will. Anyways, so our triple shack day off is Avi Shack taking us to his cottage, which is called the Shack, and eating dinner at the Crab Shack. Triple shack day off.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
It is. Oh my god,
it is. Do the dynamite thing.
Okay, when we were at the Crab Shack, a waiter taught us this cheer, and it goes like this. Dynamite! Beautiful! And like, whenever we went back to the Crab Shack, people would just yell at us, Dynamite! And we'd do that. And everyone in the restaurant would look at us like we're crazy. We were.
Because there was like a group of 18 of us.
Wow.
Clapping and yelling, beautiful.
So I don't understand, like, how did this come about?
Like, there were just, like, 18 of us sitting at a big, long table, and our waiter was like, I have a cheer.
It wasn't even the waiter, though. And our waitress brought him out from, like, the kitchen.
I know.
Just and to then, teach you the cheer.
Yeah. And then, well, I think, like,
she was like, he used to go to camp.
Yeah, we used to go to camp. gesturing with hand gestures.
Exactly. Yeah. That our listeners can't see, which is, you know, sad for
which
them.
Is I love when you bring stuff like that up.
and then we went back on another day off, and that one waiter wasn't there, and they called him, and he said that he would make up a cheer for us, but he never did.
Yeah.
Aww. We'll get it this summer.
We'll get it
Janet.
This year. We'll be like, where's our cheer, bitch?
What should. If he doesn't work there anymore?
He does.
His best
damn
work
it.
There. We will track him down in Midland. Which won't
because
be hard to
that
do.
Big.
Midland being...
Midland, Ontario. Oh, exactly. Because okay. It's so big, you know where
yeah.
It is.
It's huge. This it's is huge. For all our non-Canadian
it's
listeners.
Huge.
It's huge.
It's so big, it's not even a dot on the map. Although it probably is.
Half a
but
dot.
But barely.
Half a dot, Leah.
Yes, it's half a dot. It's even less of a dot than Dundas
well,
is.
Well, half a dot is pretty big when you consider that Israel is a dot on the map.
That's true.
That's true.
Well, it's not. It's kind of...
it's a dot on the map. On the world
In the grand
map.
Scheme of things, it's a dot on the map. It's not like Canada. Like... is well, if
well,
Canada,
I know what it's shaped like though. I was trying to describe.
No, them. Okay, good for you.
I'm just saying. I realized that it's a small, you know,
small
country, geographically speaking. I'm gonna shut up.
Good call.
Okay. Yay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, so I have something I want to talk about that's not really on a happy note, but it's really important, and I want all our listeners and everybody else in the world to know about it. It's about the issue that's going on in Darfur. You can help me talk about it, Becca, if you want. Becca knows about it.
Woo!
Basically, what's happening is that this rebel group called the Janjaweed, who were sponsored by the Sudanese government, they were hired to... basically ethnically cleanse all the black people in Darfur as opposed to all the Arabic people, but everyone's black there, so many people are getting killed, and it's pretty bizarre.
Genocide.
Yeah, it's pretty much, well, the...
Genocide sucks.
It does.
It's not, it is genocide, but the UN refuses to label it as a genocide. Yeah, the UN refuses to do anything about it because Russia and China get their oil from Darfur and in turn give the Janjaweed their weapons.
Oh.
So, yeah. And so the Janjaweed are basically doing as pretty horrible things, which I'm sure anything you can imagine that's going on there, it's probably happening. So they're running these inter-displaced camps, and so the Janjaweed aren't letting anyone go out. If you go, well, they send the women out because if the men go out to collect wood or water, they'll kill them, but if the women go out, they'll just rape them.
Yeah.
And so then, but also after the rape, they slash them on the thigh so everyone knows, because rape is still a source of shame in that part of Africa.
And over here, too.
Yeah. But more there.
Yeah.
And
don't
also...
Don't slash your thighs here for rape. It's not, like, permanently marked on you everywhere you go.
Yeah. And so also, the Janjaweed won't let... they started to let... rations in, but they used to not let rations or doctors in or anything. And also now people were fleeing over the border into Chad, and for a while it was a safe area, but now the Janjaweed is going over into Chad as well, and there are also rebel groups. So I basically, and media's not really doing anything about it, so I wanted to make sure everyone who's listening knows about it. And if you want to get involved, you can go to, I only know a Canadian website, standcanada.org. And thank you for listening.
Yay!
Now to something a little happier.
We're talking about camp.
What?
A camp
well,
next
we,
on
we
the
have
list.
To, we have to talk about how we're going to operate the podcast.
Oh,
the podcast.
Wait,
we're
what?
The
podcast?
The podcast. You would think, but apparently it's podcast.
You can't talk today.
I can't. I'm like Chandler.
You are Chandler.
I am Chandler. I am so Chandler.
Could you be any more Chandler?
I could not be any more Chandler. I could if I wanted to, but I
don't.
My school!
Again, I missed it.
Yeah, Stacey, you need to pick up on the Friends references. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
All right, so this is how it's going to work for the time when I am not here, because I know that you all have missed me, and I will miss you immensely as well. However, I am going to send... things for Stacey and Marissa to read over the internet. Look forward to...
Namely porn.
Can't read porn for you.
Camp Chicks
gone wild. Anyways, so things about camp that I find humorous, and I will write them in my humorous manner, and they'll be relayed to you on the podcast.
They will be.
And keep commenting, because I will be reading the... I can't hear the podcast up at camp, because the computers are from the Jurassic period, so,
yeah. So maybe they're related to Harold.
Maybe!
My computer's name is Harold.
Oh,
and he's pretty really old. Jurassic,
yeah.
He, like, has Alzheimer's. And
the camp... I don't know if the camp ones have Alzheimer's, but they can remember things.
Harold definitely has Alzheimer's.
They can't do anything.
They can't, like, run. Like, they can't even walk. They can't even crawl.
Harold's pretty much in an oxygen tank. Can't run either.
In an oxygen tank?
Yeah.
A tent.
Tank. Like a thing that, like,
not
a machine.
On.
Oh, on. Okay.
Wow.
10 points for Stacey.
This is the time where I bow out and they permanently replace me with Becca.
Have fun in California.
I will. It'll be good times.
Yeah. Stacey has a pride flag in her ear, so being that'll be good.
I gave her the pride flag.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Maury got two at the symposium, which was very thoughtful.
Before we move off the topic of camp completely, I just want to say that I can still read comments and stuff, so if you feel like commenting on the things that I read / write, you can, I will be able to see that.
And if you want any special camp wishes for Becca and Leah, then just email us at twojewsandawannabe@podomatic.com. Yep, we have our own
special
email.
Have we gotten any emails yet?
The one from Elka!
Elka, so I'm really excited about Elka. I want to put
it. Elka is one of Stacey's podcasting heroes.
If we must label it podcasting heroes, then
you know it is.
Whatever.
Or she, not it.
You look up to her. She's like a role model for you.
Not a role model. I have no idea what she does on
Don't
a daily basis.
Don't let her know that.
Would
I think she'd esteem
it. Yeah. So, moving on. Gracefully from
we like you, Alka. You're cool.
Yeah. Word.
Word.
Up.
Yo.
That's my ghetto pass coming back.
Yeah. Speaking of black, you should talk about your brother.
And oh, yeah. Grill.
Oh, wait. Just so we don't offend any of our listeners.
Oh. Talk first, think second.
Yes! Two Jews in a wannabe.
We don't mean that every black person's ghetto. It's just around here. There are no black people. So
actually, at our school, there were two black kids.
And one of them was voted in.
So, yes.
He's more white than anything.
Aww.
Hey, I'm joking. I take it back.
We're
now
replacing the word.
You take it back, you're not a bad person. That will be for us to decide.
Pickle. So, anyways, we will now talk about Leah being ghetto, not black.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And my brother being ghetto.
Ghetto, not black.
So, why is your brother ghetto, Becca?
He's a Jewish, little Jewish white boy who doesn't realize he's white at all. At all. He thinks he's going to be a rapper. He could. He could. He has talent, but... He got himself a grill.
Maybe you should explain what a grill is, because I didn't know what a grill was.
Okay. So, I guess they're not as popular out here.
No, apparently not.
Thank God. Basically, you get a molding of your teeth done, and you can wear it on your teeth. You can take it out whenever you want. It can be gold, silver, platinum, white gold, and it usually has diamonds in it. It can have fangs. It can be top or bottom. It can be open face, it can be closed.
Closed.
Open face shows like your teeth and then it just covers the bottom, like the edge.
Oh, okay.
Or closed face.
Is it like, do you have to get a dentist to make it?
You don't usually get a dentist to do it. You go to the store and they take a mold of your teeth.
Look how suburban I am. Do you have to go to the dentist?
actually, my friend Katie went to her, works at a dentist's office and had her dentist do it for hers.
Sweet.
Make her
Is
a
it
grill?
Expensive?
It can be.
Yeah.
Well, why would you
spend depending on how many dollars?
Why would you spend money on that?
Because you think it looks good.
Yeah. Some people, it does look good. Like, two of my friends who have them, it looks really cute. Because they're girls and it's on the bottom and it's just shiny and pretty.
I'm still unbelieving of this. I would have to see the phenomenon.
I think phenomenon is too strong a word for the situation.
Well, it's all part of... Never mind. I'm not even going to go into the hyphy movement. in the Bay Area.
It's just way too complicated.
Oh, but now we want to hear it.
It's just too complicated.
I really feel uncomfortable speaking about it.
It's just too much.
Anyway, nothing much.
What were you indicating?
I was indicating that maybe we should stop the podcast and introduce Becca to your mom.
Oh, yeah!
Can I just stop?
We'll be back in one moment. Yeah.
But not that you can tell the difference of the
So what we are back, by the way. What I was saying before was that, like, the last podcast that we did, and we were like, okay, we're gonna leave now, we'll be back in a minute, and then, like, it was like, and we're back, but, like, if we wouldn't have said anything, you wouldn't have known. Meanwhile, Stacey paused it while I was in the middle of a word, and then...
I thought you were talking to Maury.
But the microphone would still pick up.
Stacey's mom made us a snack. She gave us fruit and three kinds of fruit dip.
And it's yummy.
We're all enjoying it.
Except for the moldy grapes. But
that's okay.
It's no one's fault.
Produce goes moldy. That's one moldy.
Yeah, you're going to want to pitch that one.
That's why she's getting it.
What if I like my grapes moldy? Produce goes fast.
No, Leah.
Produce goes moldy right before your eyes, pretty much.
Marissa knows because she works in a produce section.
I've fingered many a moldy fruit when I
was what, for practice?
No. When you work in produce and you're taking fruit off the shelf, like, oh, my finger's in a lemon.
Well, I can think of a few other surprising situations where
you can find your finger in a
lemon. Oh!
Like in a bathhouse.
Or getting caught. It's never good.
Do you know from experience?
No.
Or staff
week. Oh, yes. Enter Nell hookup stories.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's so many. But we only have, like, 10 more minutes left.
No.
No. Once we get started, we just can't stop.
There are too many.
Way, way, way,
thousands and thousands, if not hundreds.
Oh, now they want to know, though. No, I want to know, which is the most important thing.
I know some of them.
And do you want to know all the stories about all the people
that you don't know? No, not all the stories.
Once we start talking about it, you will hear all the stories. All
right, why don't you tell us later?
Okay.
Yes.
That sounds good.
But you know what sex we can talk about?
What?
The sex store in Dundas that we went to.
Oh, yeah!
Yay! Sweet Edison.
Shout out.
So Dundas finally has a sex store this year.
Woo!
Nice.
Which is amazing because we need
classy.
It.
Classy.
Although, I've never seen anyone in it besides us. Like, I've never walked by and seen shoppers.
Yeah, I don't think they get a lot of business because people in Dundas are so...
uptight?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah. When I dropped off my resume there the second time, I had, like, this professional cover letter and stuff, and at the end I was like, I also just like to say that I'm really glad there's a sex store in Dundas now, because it's really good for all the sexually repressed people in Dundas.
Da-da-da-da! We were all just eating a little bit of the chocolate dip, so.
It's yummy.
It is yummy.
But
it is great chocolate dip.
So they have lots of interesting things in the sex store.
They do.
It's called Sweet and Innocent.
It is a great sex store.
Stacey and I both bought something today. I bought a lighter with a lighter cover that is pretty much the torso and legs of a naked male.
Plus the genitalia.
Yeah.
Anatomically correct lighter.
Well,
if you're buying it at a sex store, and she gave that kind of a description.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much left to the imagination.
What did you buy, Stacey?
Well, I bought a cute pair of underwear. Because I... can always use another cute pair
That's
of underwear.
That's true, you can always use underwear.
You can never have too many pairs of cute underwear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like having too many pairs of socks. It's not possible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like having too many pairs of shoes.
That is definitely not possible.
Exactly.
I bought the best shoes today. They're like, they're ballet slippers and they're from Old Navy. And they're so cute. I like them. So
much. How about the fact that last weekend I got two pairs of designer shoes for $26?
Wow.
How about Pickle. Now?
Yes. That means fuck you in finger talk.
In pod talk.
Anyway.
Finger in
pod talk.
Subject.
Wow, you're catching on.
Yeah.
So we're still enjoying the chocolate.
Yeah. It's yummy.
I'm so thirsty right now.
So go get something to drink.
I'm going to, but I'm afraid that if I leave, there's going to be dead air with no one to say dead air.
Dead air.
All right.
Okay.
Go.
So, we're not going to get any dead air because Maury feels like if she leaves for 3 seconds,
so we're going to talk about dead air?
So we're going to talk about dead air and how there's no dead air going on up in here. Because I'm talking about dead air, so there can't be dead air when I'm talking about dead air. That's right. That's right. We just gained 25 listeners.
Nudge.
That's right. I got back from getting some water and I said nudge.
Good.
Alright, anyways, so what else did they have at a sex store, everybody?
Dildos, vibrators.
I like the lifesaver.
Yeah.
It was a dildo and like a little, I should probably have said that so loud.
And a lifesaver package.
It was a dildo
Stacey's
and a lifesaver package.
That's true.
And it was a dildo and a lifesaver package and it said, it's a lifesaver.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It wasn't a dildo, it was a vibrator.
For Josh and Nick, my boys, they had the Pecker first aid kit, and Nick, vagina.
He's apparently scared of vaginas, so.
Apparently.
Nick's terrified of vaginas, and it's the funniest thing ever.
You should have.
They had a vagina soap on the rope, and it looked really nasty.
We should get it for him.
I should. I should totally get it for him.
We're going back there tomorrow.
Okay.
We're getting the vagina soap on a rope. Ew. And Nick is gonna enjoy
it. It'd be really
weird
to wash a vagina with that vagina.
It would be like awkward lesbian sex.
On your own.
But really clean. Yeah.
It would be your own episode of The L Word.
Yay!
Oh, The L Word.
Yeah, The L Word. Heart that show.
Shout out to The L Word.
So much.
Yeah.
Leah, who's your favorite character?
Yeah.
Wait, we should go around and say all our favorite characters, and we'll start with Leah.
Okay.
I personally am a fan of Jenny.
Yay!
And I'm also a fan of Jennifer Beal's character.
Bet.
Rawr.
My favorite character is Jenny as well. My second favorite is Shane, and Shane is the character that I'd want to do the most.
Mm-hmm. Love Shane. But I also love Alice.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
And we miss you, Dana.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
God damn it.
What were they thinking?
Yeah.
I heard this wanted to go off.
No.
They fired?
Eileen Shaken Bacon fired her.
Why?
I don't know, because Dana was like the most popular character, aside from Shane.
They did a special on it, and they said that's just the way the story ended up going, because Dana was the healthy athlete, you know, and it was showing that anybody can get breast cancer, and then that not everybody recovers, no matter how healthy you were before.
Which is horrible and depressing, and not really a story of hope.
But it's a good
point. And now
we
don't have Dana.
Yeah, but now we don't have Dana.
We made a good point, though.
And Alice is now in this little hookup thing, and
with Laura.
Yeah, with Laura.
Like it. Oh yeah,
I like it. I think they're
Laura's
cute. Lauren Lee Smith is adorable.
She is.
So, shout out Lauren Lee Smith.
If you're listening.
Oh my God, Lauren Lee Smith! If you're listening, you're amazing.
That's us imitating Leah.
Hey, my shout outs to Dave Matthews and Boyd Tinsley, Maddie Zahu, and Gore Downey are the shit. So
and people seem to like them. Anyway, my favorite character is Bette, and she's awesome and so cool and so smart.
You have a little crush on her.
That's an understatement. I have a massive, like, joint crush on Bette as a character and Jennifer Beals as an actress because they're both talented and, like, crazy smart.
That's, like, my joint.
Gorgeous. And gorgeous, yeah.
Haha, you both just said joint.
That's, like, my joint
crush. I can go for a joint right now.
I have one in my back.
I know you do.
That's, like, my joint crush on Luke Perry's character from
character from
Beverly Hills
from Minnesota,
Dylan, and young Luke Perry. Dylan is the best character.
What about Luke Perry in the Buffy movie?
Yeah.
Didn't see
that's when he was hot.
Leah.
I'm not a fan of Buffy.
You have to see
no,
Buffy.
No, not Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It's not like, Buffy. It's the movie that the started movie. It.
Oh,
so good.
And the
interesting.
What's the actress's name in that? Christy Swanson.
Right. That's what she's famous for. I have no idea.
Yeah, it wasn't, was that the movie?
Donald Sutherland was in it.
Yeah. What was Luke the guy Perry. Who turned into the vampire?
Oh, and Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank's in that?
Yeah.
Hilary Swank's amazing.
She's one of the popular kids.
One of the cool kids with lots of friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that effectively... Oh, hey, we're...
Hey, we're almost done.
Yeah. All right. Got about another 30 seconds.
30.
20. No! Oh, no! My God! Wow. You know what? We're going to start counting down again and then get cut off at 2.
At 2. That was amazing. That I don't even know what to chocolate. Say.
Bubble. I pop it.
what?
Bye.
We're not quite finished yet. Almost bye, but not
so
quite.
So anyway, something interesting to say is that...
All right, anyway.
All right, so bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.